This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For years, the big bugaboo about the American education system has been that we are behind in the ever more critical STEM disciplines, that we don't have enough kids in high school and college studying science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. There is, though, a preschool here in California that thinks we are not starting them young enough. From KPCC, Deepa Fernandez has more.
On a recent crisp winter morning in Pasadena, a group of early childhood educators gathered to plan their big teaching initiative for the year ahead.
One of the questions was, how are we going to make engineering work in an infant space?
Yes, she did say engineering, and she is the infant teacher. Monica Dolan runs the Bunnies Room at Caltech's Children's Center.
Usually when you think of engineering, you're usually creating something, coming up with the ideas, the blueprints.
Now, we all know infants aren't about to sketch a blueprint, but they can create with some assistance.
You can reach the top tunnel. Whoa, it's gonna fall
It
over.
Might not sound like it, but these little ones, age 6 to 18 months, are building a climbing structure out of large, soft blocks.
There we go. Now it won't fall over.
It's part of a strategy to get all children to learn through basic engineering principles.
At infant age, if they're already good at stacking and balance, then in the toddler yard, they may already be using scales.
In the next yard, teacher Cedra Chagoya and her toddlers are building a train. They scour the yard for things to make carriages, and they find some empty crates.
Green. So should we go?
Yeah.
All right, get ready.
Back inside, Chagoya quiets the toddlers with a story.
Young Iggy Peck is an architect and has been since he was two. When he built a great tower in only an hour with nothing but diapers and glue.
It's deliberate here. From story time to free play, everything is geared towards age-appropriate learning through engineering principles, says Chagoya.
Because they're between 2 and 3, they're still acquiring a lot of language. So there's a lot of ideas that they have that are nonverbal.
But not speaking doesn't mean they don't get complex concepts.
How are you going to work with the tube, Jayoshi?
Not falling down.
No, the structure is not falling down, you're right.
Jayoshi is just 2.
It looks like it's pretty
Toddlers
stable.
Here know and verbalize concepts like stability and balance because they're constantly named and reinforced.
They engineer their own rockets, so do you remember?
And on to the preschool classroom where more complex projects are underway.
The regular flexible bendy straws, and then we have
straws.
The big straws. And
teacher Veronica Diag engaged the 4-year-olds like they were college students.
So I want to see if you can get your straw rockets to shoot all the way from where you're sitting to the other side of the room.
And each one used tape, plus big and little straws, and figured out how to turn them into a rocket that actually shot across the room.
Veronica, it worked.
Using engineering curriculum with small children is optimizing what new research shows small children's brains are capable of, says Kerry Lynn Draper, STEM director at Caltech's Children's Center.
What this really is about is a process that is natural to children, to get them to ask, to create, to test their ideas. Believe it or not, in the grown-up world, that's called the engineering design process.
But it's not just preschool advocates who believe an engineering education can start young. It's a strategy that has support at the top end of the education pipeline, too. Gregory Washington, Dean of the School of Engineering at UC Irvine, wants more women, Black and Latino engineers in the field, and starting young is key.
If you start in a preschool, you're right about right in order to prepare these kids to be ready as inventors and as problem solvers.
So the next time your toddler grabs some blocks, talk to her about balance and assembly, and you might just be putting her on a path to her future career. In Los Angeles, I'm Deepa Fernandez for Marketplace.